Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price. You want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
With us in studio today to tell us about all of the, well, the reasons to be happy, the good news that's been happening worldwide. How's all?
Oh, great, Andrew. Sure, the weather is shining. Yeah, and the sun is splitting the stones out there. So
20 degrees in parts today.
I know, yeah.
And tomorrow is going to be hotter again.
Yeah, 21 degrees tomorrow and like highs of 20 around the city and kind of the Midlands today. It's just incredible. It puts you in good form.
Yeah, I cleaned the barbecue at the weekend. I barbecued twice last weekend.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
You love a barbecue.
Yeah, but I'm really trying, by the way, to up my barbecue game.
Okay,
yeah,
go
like
on,
I want
yeah.
to try and, you know, get a few new sort of things to do, like yeah. the things to impress.
Oh
you
yeah,
know,
I
on
love
the barbecue
hosting.
Yeah, well, yeah. actually, on that, Dylan McGrath and Catherine Fulvio are going to be with
fabulous.
Me next to help us improve our barbecue menu. Before all of that, though.
Yes, Andrea, Ireland's first ever Fashion Week.
I heard about this earlier today.
So I think this is just incredible news.
Yeah.
It's exciting for people, anyone who likes their clothes, but also likes a big event like this coming to a city. So Ashley MacDonald is an Irish digital leader in luxury and tech, and she's announced Ireland's first ever Fashion Week coming to the city. It's coming to Dublin City 6th to the 10th of October this year.
She's actually going to be with us here, Aisling, I should say, I think, on the show tomorrow.
Oh, no way, gosh,
yeah,
that's
looking
great.
Looking forward to that, yeah.
Yeah, so leading designers, international industry figures, the most stylish Irish people, of course, will be there. You think to the likes of, I don't know, the likes of your Barry Keoghan.
Well, Naomi Campbell and Kate Moss were at Paris Fashion Week, weren't they, last year? Like, will
yeah.
Victoria Beckham be here?
Victoria was here in the city.
Huge.
Now, it could be absolutely huge because the Irish are doing big things in the acting world. And you think to the likes of, like, now I had to do a little bit of research, but there's a man who's Jonathan Anderson. He's now going to be the head of Dior. He'll definitely be there, probably. You see the likes of the brands of Pelador and all that taking off.
Yeah.
And the lads wearing them all around the city and stuff
Dolce
like that.
Dolce & Gabbana.
Oh, sure.
Versace.
I'm thinking more local. You're thinking more Dior.
Well, I just think like wouldn't it be so fascinating to actually, because you see so much footage and videos around London
and Paris
Fashion Week,
and you get to go in. People do get to go in and kind of sit up the back. You
yeah.
wouldn't be on.
Now,
me,
I presume we'll be able to get the sort of
the general admit. You
we'll,
and me might get asked.
We'll
to
buy,
go to
we'll
the
buy
front
a
row.
Little. Well, I don't doubt that. We'll buy a ticket in the roof somewhere in the sky. Yeah, I think that'll be interesting.
Yeah,
to see.
Absolutely.
Now, tell me about this interactive playground that you think is going to make us all happy.
Yeah, well, I think this is going to make me happy. Number one, but it's a €3 million interactive playground is opening in Dublin at the end of the month. So you think to, I don't know if you've ever been to Amsterdam, but there's a place in there called
actually.
The Upside Down. And it's kind of like this, a playground, an interactive place for adults. So you go in and it's like all a ball pit and there's loads of different rooms. You can play loads of games, fun events.
So sorry, it's a kid's playground
for adults, basically,
right.
Yeah. So the what they have on offer is a ball pit room where there's 250,000 pearl coloured balls. So you just, it's like you go into a kid's playground, but you're an adult enjoying it. Like, and it's where, do you
this
know?
This is so up your street.
Oh, so up my street. There's a balloon room, a projection room, an inflatable room. There's a dream cafe at the end. So you get, it ticks every box for me. It's up. Do you know where the Friends experience was?
Yes,
you actually
down
have the
by
show
the Gibson
there.
Hotel,
yeah, it's up
isn't
in the Docklands.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And yeah, it's coming at the end of the month. It's called Dream Point, 21st of April. And tickets are in €15, €11 for kids. But I think it's just something that you can go out for people looking for a date night, for people looking for things to do with their friends, or people coming to see Dublin.
Yeah, a non-boozy activity.
A non-boozy activity where you can just enjoy yourself and hopefully the weather will be nice on the
good
day as
stuff.
Well.
Now, I know a lot of people are going to be impressed by this.
Yes, Andrea, the Sugar Babes. They're going to be actually in Dublin next week.
I forgot about that. So, I saw them at Glastonbury last year and they were one of the best acts we saw for the weekend.
Yeah,
they're great.
They're really good. They have new music out at the moment, the first time they've released it, and I think it's over 5 years. And they're just, I think they're great performers. But they're going to be in Dublin next Sunday. But this comes as an Irish city, Dublin, has ranked fourth in Europe for live music.
That's incredible.
Like, I think that's
the
huge.
The fourth in Europe.
Like, we get a lot of flack for not having the likes of Beyonce or Lady Gaga, like, naming Dublin on their tour list. But if you look to Dublin in the next kind of two-ish months, you've got Inhaler, you've got Charlie XCX, Macklemore, The Corrs, Sophie Ellis-Bextor playing the Three Olympia, and
Mary, sure wasn't I at a shanty in Sean Paul last night?
Oh, were you?
I was.
Oh God, I hear
my
you.
Music taste knows
yeah,
no bounds.
Well,
it's
like
unbelievable.
You have Mary Wallaper, Zach Bryan come to the Phoenix Park. Like, that's huge. That's going to be two nights in Phoenix Park.
Yeah.
So I think we get a lot of flack, but like
Dua Lipa's coming in June. I'm actually dying to go to that.
Dua Lipa, yeah. Lana Del Rey 3 days later in the Aviva.
Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, like that weekend. It was huge last year. We had Taylor Swift, we had Shania Twain, the whole lot. But we've ranked fourth, Dublin, just behind Berlin, Manchester and London, and then Paris are in a fifth. So Ireland scored 77.4 points on this kind of survey done by Accor, the European Music Map.
And this is basically, so we're the fourth best city for live music. So that, is that a combination of the venues and who we're
yeah.
attracting?
So you think of the likes of Whelan's, the Academy, the Workman's, but you also look to kind of the bigger venues like the Three Arena, like the RDS, The Point,
the Aviva,
people using all them, and it's like even Croke Park. Like, I know we have Robbie Williams this year, we have Oasis,
Coldplay,
come, like
last
all
year.
Them. So, I think it's great news for Irish, the music industry, and like people going to gigs. This
Irish
year.
People love gigs.
Oh, we are, and we're the best crowds.
well, every band always tells us that anyway. Now, this is good news, I suppose, for a lot of our student listeners.
Yes, Andrea, the Fox theme music. But for those of you who are interested in film, especially under the age of 25, the Irish Film Institute, so just on the north side of the city, are offering €5 cinema tickets to those aged 16 to 25. So this is, I suppose, to bring
it's
people back to the cinema. Like, I don't know about you, but I've gone to the cinema quite a bit recently.
I do go quite a bit.
Just seeing different movies. And I know you saw, was it The Brutalist?
We'll not talk about that now. 3.5 hours long. We'll be going back.
Yeah, and I don't think the 16 to 25 year old's attention span would last that long. But 7 days a week, you can get your €5 ticket. All you have to do is sign up online at the Irish Film Institute's website, and it's completely free. And if you're 16 to 17, you can go into the Irish Film Institute. I think it's just bringing people back to that kind of the film, watching films, I suppose, not on your couch.
It's a great idea for a fiver for anybody under the age of 25.
And you get 15% off popcorn and soft drinks.
Sure, there you go. Absolutely fantastic. Now, my time has finally come.
Yes, and your Riverdance, the iconic theme music.
Unbelievable.
But you're nearly a cast member
at
this stage.
Well, you do know that I danced with Riverdance and the Gaiety for their 25th, wasn't the 25th anniversary tour, so I got to learn some of the steps with the lead dancer.
Oh, well.
Unbelievable. It's my time.
I'm
and
surprised
I was told
you're still
I'd get
here presenting the show.
If I leave, come June, you'll know where I'm off to.
Yes.
Finally got my opportunity to tour the world at Riverdance.
Well, they're actually looking for dancers. So the 17th and 18th of April this month, at Liffey Trust Studios on the north side of the city here in Dublin, from 9 to 5 each day, there's open auditions. Now, they're for championship level dancers. Well,
believe me, I'm not. I might think I am sometimes at 3 in the morning, but that's another story.
It's for age 17 plus, so like that, there's so many Irish dancing companies around Dublin, Ireland,
yeah.
And I think it's just such, like, you see the likes of Corja, the lads that were in the White House there recently, and Colleen Lua. There's great people doing great things in Irish dance, and Riverdance are coming again in in June to the Gaiety from 5th of June to the 7th of September. So there'll be loads of opportunities to perform.
Have you seen it?
No.
Never.
Which is very shameful for me, who calls himself a dancer.
Yeah. And you that loves the stage and show and musical and performance apps. It's unbelievable. I've seen it about four. It's at least four, if not five times. It's fantastic.
Yeah, well, I think I'm going to have to get there this year. It will probably make me smile from beginning to end.
Yeah, I think you love it. Loads of reasons to put a smile on her face this Wednesday. Carl O'Sullivan, thanks
a
million.
Much.
Yeah, thanks a million as always.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday. On News Talk.
Make your Memorial Day weekend joyfully chill with a cool, creamy sensation of My Mochi ice cream. My Mochi is perfectly portioned scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, soft dough. It comes in all your favorite flavors, like strawberry, mango, cookies and cream, and amazing new flavors like lemon cheesecake. My Mochi ice cream is gluten-free and only around 70 calories per piece. Look for the purple box of My Mochi at Walmart or visit MyMochi.com to find a store near you.